This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why your leadership voice sounds weaker in large group settings than in one-on-one conversations, and how to fix it. What changes between a one-on-one and a room full of people watching you? In short, your leadership voice does not travel well into large group settings because conversation skills and group presence are two different things, and most people only ever train one of them. You can be compelling in private and invisible in public without ever knowing why. Group settings expose hesitation, dropped endings, and overqualification that one-on-one conversations quietly absorb. The gap between how you sound privately and how you land publicly is a skill gap, not a personality floor. It closes with diagnosis first, then deliberate practice. Definition: leadership voice groups describes the way a leader's authority, clarity, and presence register when speaking to multiple people simultaneously. It is distinct from one-on-one communication because group settings amplify every vocal and physical signal, punishing inconsistency and rewarding deliberate delivery. A senior manager I worked with years ago was one of the sharpest people in any room he entered. One-on-one, he was precise, calm, and completely convincing. Then I watched him lead a team briefing of 20 people and barely recognized the same man. His voice thinned. His sentences started strong and dissolved before the point landed. People checked their phones. He finished and looked relieved it was over. He had no idea any of it had happened. That is the particular cruelty of this problem. You cannot feel it from the inside while it is happening. Leadership voice in groups is where authority either earns trust from the room or quietly surrenders it. Most leaders never close the gap because they do not know it exists. Why the gap between private and public is so easy to miss? Your one-on-one conversations give you a constant stream of feedback. The other person nods, leans in, frowns, asks a question. You adjust without thinking. The conversation corrects itself in real time. Large groups strip that away. You are reading 20 faces at once and getting a fraction of the signal. Most leaders unconsciously decide the absence of visible discomfort means everything is fine. It is not always fine. The room may have quietly stopped listening 3 minutes ago. The other reason this goes undetected is that the people around you rarely say anything. Your team will not tell you that your voice lost its edge in the all-hands meeting. Your peers will not mention that you hedged so much in the project review that no one could tell what you actually believed. Silence is not approval. It is often just discomfort looking for an exit. 6 signs your group presence is weaker than your private conversations. 1. Your sentences land without a clear final note. What it looks like, you begin a thought with confidence, then the sentence trails into qualification or simply fades. The direction I'm thinking is probably, you know, something along the lines of is how it sounds to the room. Why it happens? In one-on-one conversation, the other person fills the gap or asks a follow-up question. That crutch disappears in a group, but the habit does not. Why it matters? Dropped sentence endings read as uncertainty to a room full of people. They teach your audience that you are not sure of your own position. What to do? Write out your 3 most important statements before any group meeting. Say each one aloud until the ending lands with the same weight as the beginning. Finish the sentence. Then stop. I spent years doing this without knowing it. I thought I sounded thoughtful. I was actually sounding lost. 2. You overqualify before anyone has pushed back. What it looks like, you preface your position with hedges before a single person has questioned you. This might not be the right approach, but I could be wrong here. And obviously there are other views at the start of a statement you actually believe. Why it happens? In smaller settings, overqualifying reads as open-mindedness. In groups, it reads as a leader who does not trust their own position. Why it matters? When you hedge before being challenged, you invite the room to challenge you. You have signaled that your position is soft before anyone has touched it. What to do? State your position first. Invite responses after. Here is what I think. I want to hear what you see differently. That sequence shows strength and openness at once. Read how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion if the challenge then comes from one person dominating the room. Confidence and openness are not opposites. You can hold a position firmly and still listen well. 3. You summarize other people's points instead of adding your own. what it looks like. You spend most of your speaking time reflecting what others have said. So what I'm hearing is, and building on what Sarah said, become your primary contribution. You offer synthesis, but not direction. Why it happens. Summarizing feels safe and inclusive. In a one-on-one, it is an active listening skill. In a group, when you do it too often, you stop being the leader and start being the note taker. Why it matters. Your role in a group is not only to hear everyone, it is to move the group forward. A room full of people waits for the leader to name what comes next. If you only reflect, no one else will name it. What to do. After summarizing, always add your own position. What I am hearing suggests we have a real disagreement about priority. Here is where I think we need to land and why. Visit how to ensure every participant gets heard to learn how to hold the balance well. There is a difference between listening and disappearing. Know which one you are doing. 4. Your posture changes the moment the room gets larger. What it looks like. You stand differently than you sit. You sit differently in a group than in a private meeting. Your shoulders drop slightly. You take up less physical space. You may not notice this, but the room does. Why it happens. Size of audience triggers a self-monitoring response. The body reads a large room as a performance context and tightens. Confidence requires physical ground to stand on, and that ground shifts. Why it matters. Leadership voice is not only sound. Your posture signals your level of ownership of the room before you speak a word. Collapsed posture tells the room the speaker is not fully committed to what they are about to say. What to do. Before any group meeting, stand fully upright for 60 seconds. Plant your feet. Breathe slowly. Decide that this room belongs to you too. The body leads the voice, not the other way around. I learned this from a farmer who had never spoken publicly in his life. He stood like he had roots. The room felt it. 5. You speak faster when you feel the room is not with you. What it looks like. You notice a few people looking elsewhere and you speed up, as though finishing sooner will end the discomfort. The pace increases. The words compress. Your authority drops in direct proportion to your speed. Why it happens. Rushing is a fear response. In a one-on-one, social pressure is contained. In a group, the sense of being observed by multiple people at once triggers an urgency to get to safety quickly. Why it matters. Speed signals anxiety, and anxiety is contagious. When you rush, the room feels the tension and disengages further. You have created the very outcome you were trying to avoid. What to do? When you feel the urge to speed up, slow down deliberately. Use silence as a tool, not a vacuum. A 2-second pause before a key point draws attention back. Silence in a large room commands more authority than filling every second with words. The pause takes courage. Use it anyway. 6. You give eye contact to the safe faces and ignore the rest. What it looks like. In a group of 15 people, you make sustained eye contact with 3 or 4 people you trust, and your gaze barely reaches the others. Half the room feels addressed. The other half feels like an audience. Why it happens. Eye contact with familiar, responsive faces feels like confirmation. It is a natural pull, but it creates an invisible boundary in the room that people on the outside can feel even if they cannot name it. Why it matters. People only feel led by someone who has looked at them directly. If your gaze never reaches a person, they do not feel included in your authority. They become observers rather than participants. What to do. Before speaking to a group, mentally divide the room into 3 sections: left, center, right. Consciously move your eye contact through all 3. Land on individual faces, not just zones. Meeting facilitation skills for managers covers this in more detail within the context of running the full meeting well. The person you've not yet looked at is the one quietly deciding whether to trust you. 7. You apologize before saying something difficult. This one will surprise you. What it looks like. I'm sorry to bring this up, but for I know this is probably not what anyone wants to hear before you deliver a clear and necessary point. You apologize for the truth before speaking it. Why it happens. This is genuinely counterintuitive, because the behavior feels compassionate. In private, softening a hard message with an apology can ease the delivery. In a group, it undermines the message before it lands and signals discomfort with your own position. Why it matters. Groups take their cue from the leader. If you treat your own message as a problem, the room will too. The apology teaches the group to brace against what you are about to say rather than consider it clearly. What to do. Replace the apology with a direct frame. This next point is important, and I want us to sit with it. Deliver the message. then invite response. If you are regularly delivering difficult news to groups, the techniques in how to de-escalate arguments during meetings will help you manage what follows. Compassion and clarity are not enemies. You do not need to apologize for being direct. The root cause behind all of these signs. Here is the truth of it. Every sign above shares a single source most leaders learned to communicate in conversation, and conversation is a different medium from group address. Conversation is responsive. Group presence is intentional. Conversation forgives imprecision because the other person adjusts with you. A group cannot adjust. It can only receive what you send. The skills that make you effective in a corridor or a small office meeting do not automatically transfer to a room of 20 people watching you lead. This is not a confidence problem in the ordinary sense. It is a calibration problem. Your instrument works. It is simply tuned for a different room. Recognizing this distinction matters enormously because the fix is not to become a different person. It is to prepare deliberately for the medium you are actually in. If you encounter unspoken expectations creating tension in those group settings, that calibration failure makes them far harder to surface and resolve. And when two colleagues refuse to cooperate during a group discussion, a leader whose presence is already thin will struggle to hold the room through it. A diagnostic you can use before your next group meeting. Read each statement below. Answer honestly yes or no. I prepare my opening sentence for every group meeting before I walk in. My voice does not speed up when I sense the room is disengaged. I make eye contact with people on all sides of the room, not just familiar faces. I state my position before inviting pushback, not after. My posture in a group of 20 is the same as my posture in a meeting of 3. I finish my sentences with the same weight they started with. I do not apologize before delivering a difficult but necessary point. Scoring guide. 6-7 yes. Your group presence is strong. The work now is consistency and continued practice. 4-5 yes. You have solid instincts, but clear gaps. Focus your preparation on the items you marked no. 3 or fewer yes. Your group presence needs deliberate attention before the gap widens. Start with item 1, prepare your opening sentence. That single habit, applied consistently, changes more than you expect. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where to begin? Pick one meeting in the next 5 working days. It can be a team briefing, a project review, or an all hands. Before you walk in, do 3 things. Write down the single most important point you need that room to leave with. Write your opening sentence, the one that frames your authority from the start. Say both of them aloud before you enter. That is the start, not a full transformation. One prepared meeting with 1 clear point and 1 deliberate opening. The courage to prepare like this, when you have always just walked in and trusted your instincts, is the first real move. If you want support for staying grounded when the room turns tense, the core framework gives you a clear system for exactly that. This much I know for certain leadership voice groups is not something you either have or you do not. It is something you build, one prepared room at a time. The leader who sounds strong in private and in public is not gifted. They are prepared. Frequently asked questions. What is leadership voice groups and why does it matter? Leadership voice in groups refers to how your authority, clarity, and presence land when you speak to multiple people at once. It matters because large groups amplify every weakness in your delivery. What reads as warmth in private can read as uncertainty when 10 people are watching. Why does my leadership voice sound stronger one-on-one than group meetings? One-on-one conversations give you feedback, eye contact, and natural pacing cues. In groups, those cues disappear and most leaders unconsciously compensate by speaking faster, edging more, and dropping their vocal authority. The environment changes, but your technique has not adjusted to match it. How do I know if my leadership voice is weak in large group settings? Watch for these signs. You summarize what others said instead of adding your own position, where sentences trail off before landing on a clear point, and people in the room look away or pick up their phones when you speak. These are reliable indicators that your group presence needs work. What causes strong leaders to lose authority in front of large groups? The root cause is a mismatch between how you learn to communicate and the demands of group settings. Most leaders build their skills through conversation, not performance. When the room gets larger, conversation habits produce weak signals. The solution is deliberate preparation for the group context, not just more confidence. Can leadership voice in groups be improved with practice? Yes, and practice is the only way. Recording yourself in group settings, rehearsing your opening sentences before every meeting, and deliberately slowing your pace by about 20% are three specific steps that produce real results within weeks. Awareness is the start, but repetition builds the change. How does body language affect leadership voice in large group settings? In a one-on-one, your voice does most of the communicating. In a group, your body carries equal weight. Collapsed posture, minimal movement, and failure to hold eye contact with individuals across the room all undercut your vocal authority before you have finished your first sentence. What is the fastest way to improve how my leadership voice lands in meetings? Prepare your first sentence for every meeting in advance and deliver it without hedging. That opening sets the register for everything that follows. A leader who begins with a clear, direct statement trains the room to listen. A leader who begins with an apology or a qualifier trains the room to discount them. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.